This is the Awakening Podcast with your host, Michael Kubisky. Hey guys, how you doing? Michael Kubisky here. I am back with a brand new podcast. Finally, what you've been waiting for. I know it's been a long time. It seems like I've been only doing these once a month. Unfortunately, I want to try to get them done as soon as possible. I want to try to get one back, going back to every other week. But life has been hectic. With things, as it is for everyone. But yeah, I've been just busy, on the go. Got a conference coming up here really soon, this coming up weekend. And it's going to be great. We got like Troy Brewer coming from a church in, where is that church? My brain is fried right now, frazzled with everything going on. Anyways, he's coming from Texas down there, as well as Charlie Champ is coming. Richard and Libby Gordon are coming from Bethel Church. It's going to be off the chain. So we got this week, and then it's probably going to be extended to next week, the following week. And yeah, that's going to be awesome. It's off the chain. It's called A Week of Awakening Conference. And you may want to check some of that stuff out on YouTube, srclive.com. It will be live there. Just a little plug and promo for them. But yeah, so all right. But today we're gonna talk about Jesus Freaks Arise. Yep, if you're a Jesus freak, say whoa. Yep, it's time for all my Jesus freaks to rise. Where's my freaks at? But all right, get ready and listen. Hope this resonates with you and your heart. I'm gonna pray here really quick. Dear Lord, I thank you for all these Jesus freaks out there, Father God. Whew, Lord, thank you for all the people that are listening. I pray that you bless them, Father God. Pour out your spirit upon them, Father God, like they've never seen before, Father God. Lord, I pray that these people listening, God, don't just have another Christian church experience, Father God. Another Western culture experience of you, Father God, of the things of you, Lord. God, but they actually have an encounter with you and your Holy Spirit, Father God. Let them never be the same, Father God, that they get a drink of the living water, God, and they never thirst again, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. God, show yourself real to them, Father God. Yeah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless them, Lord. Amen. All right, guys. So originally, this title of this message I'm going to teach to you today was originally called When You're Going Through Hell. But I kind of changed it. I kind of changed it a little bit here. All right. Here goes. Here goes. Lord, anoint me. Thank you, Father God. Anoint me in this message today, God. Thank you, God. So there's a little country song. Maybe you've heard it. It's called If You're Going Through Hell Before the Devil Even Knows. I think it's by Dierks Bentley, actually. But I'm not claiming that I've listened to country music because I don't. On a normal basis, if somebody has it in the car, whatever. I've heard this song 100 times, I swear. And my dad listens to country, man.
Yep.
All right. That's all I'm going to say about that. But anyways, it's called, the verse goes like this. It says, yeah, if you're going through hell, keep on moving. Face that fire. Walk right through it. You might get out before the devil even knows you're there. I'm going to admit to you that this is a recycled message, but none of you guys have heard it on this podcast because, yeah, but if you're on staff at my church, you have, because I'm reusing this message that I gave for a Bible study. But, I got to go to the, worship night at Cal Anderson Park with Sean, Fuchets, however you say his name, that you may have seen, like, that was on the news. He was on Fox and Friends. It was on other news sources. So I got to be a part of that. And there were about 1,000 people that gathered to worship. Actually, they're even saying 2,000 people. That was cool. So they gathered and worshiped, and a few Antifa protesters were trying to disturb the night, shouting Black Lives Matter and Hail Satan. And one girl was walking around asking people where their masks were. And yes, there was security for this event. And they kicked a few people out, but those were the people that were kicked out were more the radical people that were getting in people's faces more, kind of, yeah, it was a night, I'll tell you that. One part of the night, the Antifa people turned off the generator, and, the generator controlled the sound system. But you know what? That didn't stop Sean and us from praising God. Eventually, the sound system got turned back on. But, we were just literally just for like a split few seconds, the generator like stopped. And we were literally 1 second, Sean was like, okay. And then he just started praising a cappella. That it didn't matter. And everybody else started after with him too. A cappella. It didn't really matter. But later on that night, at the end, there were a few guys in the crowd with a Hail Satan sign walking around. And then one guy had some other sign that said something about white people are bad and something to that effect, and that Black Lives Matter. And this guy was holding it, and he was white. All right. Yeah. So that was pretty interesting. Why am I telling you this story? Well, because it was like a Paul and Silas type moment. Even though something happened, we just kept on singing. Like Paul and Silas did in prison. After they illegally preached the gospel, they were stripped and severely beaten with wooden rods and into prison. You know, Antifa could have beaten us, and they could have got violent, but you know what? Paul and Silas, they did not stop singing and praising God. They chose to react. The choice to worship God on what was going on. They set their focus and their eyes on God and not what was going on around them. They faced the fire. Matthew 10:28 says, do not be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. And fear God, who can only destroy both soul and body. It's in this day and time that we are living in, it's time for believers to grow a backbone. We cannot afford to be a Sunday Christian and just to hear what the Bible says or hear a great sermon and be touched and moved by it. You know what? Billy Graham said this. He said, courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are stiffened. It's time and I'm adding on to this. It's time that we become brave. Sean Fuchet said this on his Facebook page. The time for courageous Christianity is here. No more backing down or fleeing to the suburbs. Jesus is coming for the hardest parts of our cities, and he is jealous for our praise, love, and salvation to fill our streets. You know, it's time that we go through the hell that may come our way. It's time that we go through the fire. In the book of Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were sentenced to the fiery furnace because they would not bow down to Nebuchadnezzar's gold statue. Doesn't that kind of seem like today, bowing down to our governors, you know? You know what? They went through the fiery furnace, and God sent the Holy Spirit to help them, and they weren't harmed. When we're going through hell, it doesn't mean that through dangerous places, or it might not mean just dangerous places or through mandates that the governors may place on us and on the church, but as well as things in life that may come our way in our relationships. Maybe car problems, issues with our kids, or whatever. Keep on going. Focus your eyes on Jesus. Let him lead you through the fire. But, and I'm going to say this. I've said this on Facebook, but I haven't said it here. In the decades of the late 1990s to today, the church has cared too much about pleasing people and trying to win them for God by the means of creating environments of comfort and as well as popularity with Hollywood actors and musicians, making the man of God, the pastor, popular instead of making God famous. The church has feared man for a long time and caring what they might do. They've cared about outside what the public might say, think, do, whatever. They've really cared a lot about that, trying to win them over by creating all those environments. And you know what? It's 2020. The times are changing now. It's time that we stop fearing man. Make the church mobile and fear God. It's time for the Jesus freaks to arise. And you know what? I wanna add to this. When I was in my car, Jesus had me put on, the Holy Spirit had me put on an album I used to listen to when I was younger. I think I was about 13. I lived in a small town and went to a big church. And that's where I met one of my friends. His name is Glenn. And we brought him to church. brought him to church with us. And I remember in the Christmas of 1995, I believe it was, I got one of the coolest things that I've always wanted as a kid was a portable DVD, not DVD, CD player, like a Walkman type thing. If you don't know what a Walkman is, Google it. Well, anyways, it was a portable CD player where you could take your CDs wherever you would go. And I got that for Christmas. And another cool thing I got for Christmas as well was the DC Talk Jesus Freak album. Oh my gosh, I played that thing so many times off the charts. And that kind of got me into rock music a little bit. Because I loved it. I loved the sound. I loved the guitar. I loved the lyrics, you know, even though at that time when I was younger, I did not really understand the lyrics too much, even though I was a Christian. And yeah, and now today I listen to the lyrics, and it's just awesome. It blows me away. And I remember I got to go to, with one of my friends, Randy Meeker, I got to go to the concert, Jesus Freak concert, here where now I live in Tacoma. It was at the Tacoma Dome. And it was just amazing, the concert was. It was so cool to be there. And then later on with that concert, they made an album called Welcome to the Freak Show. And because that was the name of their tour, it was pretty cool. But long story short, so I was in the car the other day, and the Holy Spirit just had me put that album on, Jesus Freak album on, and I was listening to it, and the lyrics really resonated with me a lot. And now, to this day, I understand the lyrics, and it's awesome. It's amazing. And Holy Spirit was speaking to me, and he said, I want you to be a Jesus freak. I want you to be like when you were a child again. I want you to minister to people like you did when you were a child. Because when I was a child, I used to preach in my backyard to the neighborhood kids. It was awesome. It was awesome. And then when I was in school, I had shirts that said, it was kind of like a Calvin Klein shirt. It says JC on it. Or no, it said Christ is King. Something like that. Kind of like a Calvin Klein type of shirt. And I used to get made fun of for wearing that by some kids at school. I used to say I was the Jesus freak of the school. I would also do See You at the Pool. I would help lead that up, passing out flyers to the kids. It was just awesome to me. But the other kids didn't like it, and I got made fun of, and eventually I settled. I'll be honest with you, I settled. We can't settle. We have to be Jesus freaks. We have to rise up. Especially this day and age, we have to rise up and become Jesus freaks. If you love God, it's time. It's time to be a Jesus freak. It's time to not care what others think. It's not time to care what others might do, what they may say. It's time that we rise up and we become Jesus freaks. We become the Jesus freaks. It doesn't matter. Like I said in Matthew 10:28, it says, do not be afraid of those who want to kill your body. They cannot touch your soul. Fear God. Only He can destroy both body and soul. And you know what? It's time that we fear no one except for God. It's time to rise up, friends. It's time to rise up. It's time to stop sitting in our comfort zones, sitting in our churches with the coffee. Holy God, worshiping God. No. It's time to rise up. It's time to break out of our comfort zone. It's time. It's time for the Jesus freaks to arise. Hey, I just want to let you guys know that this podcast is, it's out there everywhere. Wherever podcasts are found, you can download this podcast on iTunes. Well, and it's not called iTunes anymore. You can download this podcast on a few platforms: Apple Music, Google Podcasts. Here pretty soon, I think. Spotify, wherever you're listening from, you can download it from there. You can also subscribe to this podcast. I really highly encourage you to do that. You can also find us on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel on there. We'll be doing like different things on there, little promos of the podcast. So you could actually kind of hear sneak previews of the podcast before before we actually publish them. We're going to do that. So yeah, we'll do that. And you can subscribe, you can like, you can subscribe, and you can hit the little bell on things, and you'll get notifications about the podcast. And also, we would like you to, especially, we'd like you to write a review about the podcast. It would be much appreciated. We totally appreciate that if you did that. We really would like you to do that. It'd be awesome. But most importantly, we would like you to subscribe to this podcast. And then you'll get updates of when the next podcast is, you know. Especially if you subscribe, you'll get a notification saying when the next one's coming out. So that'd be awesome. I really appreciate you. Really appreciate that, and you, if you did that. So thank you very much. Remember to like and subscribe. Hit the little bell for the notification. Thank you so much. I just want to say thank you for listening to this podcast, and I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Oh, Lord, thank you for the people that have listened to this podcast, Lord God. I pray that it would resonate with them in their heart, Father God, that they would just not, God, that they would not fear man, Father God. You know, it's, you said, God has not given us, it's said in the Bible, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and might and a sound mind, Father God. And I pray, God, oh, thank you, Lord God, that you just, God, that you would just not let us care about what the world may think, may do, might say. God, that the spirit of fear, just, we release it right now in the name of Jesus. I release it right now in the name of Jesus off of these people that are listening, Father God, that the spirit of fear, God, would be gone. Right now, in the name of Jesus, that would be gone right now, God, that they would, people would only fear you, Father God. And it said the beginning of the, it said that the beginning, oh, what is it said? It says the beginning of all fear is wisdom, God, through you, Father God. And we fear you and nothing else, Father God. Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Father God. Let us rise, Father God. Let the church arise, Father God. Let the church arise as one, Father God. Let us unite in unity, Father God. Yes, it said we are to be of the world, but not in the world. Or we are supposed to be in the world, but not of the world. Is what the word says, Father God. Yes, we love the world, God, because you sent your son, Jesus Christ, for the world, Father God. You love the world, that you gave your only one begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:17 says, for God did not come to condemn the world, but that the world may have life through you, Father God. God, let us not condemn others, Father God, but let us love others, Father God, just like you did, Lord. Let us have that mentality of you, Father God, just like you, Father God. Let us not condemn people, God, but love them for who they are. that you created them, God, because you created us all, Father God. Yes, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God, you're awesome. You're amazing. Thank you, Jesus. Bless these people, God. Bless these people wherever they're listening from, God, either in their home, maybe in their car, Father God. I don't know where they're listening. You know where they're listening from, Lord. Just bless them right there where they're at this very moment, Father God. Thank you, Lord. In your name, amen. Once again, thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope to have another one coming out very soon, Father. Unfortunately, yes, we didn't get to go to CHOP. I mean, to New York. We didn't get to go there and do what we wanted. We were going to go back to Portland again. I got to go to Portland and be a part of that a little bit. It was hard in Portland, but... yeah, but God is still there. God is everywhere. And things can change in Portland. I believe that. All right. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. Bless you. Pray that you have a blessed day. Remember, one God, one hope, one peace. Love you guys. You've been listening to The Awakening Podcast with Michael Kibiski. Remember to like and subscribe. Thank you. God bless you. Have a blessed day.